Strange things are going on in Israel. The former head of the Israeli space security program, Professor Chaim Eshet, claims that there is an agreement between the US government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. He also claims that the UFOs have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. A secret agreement between the US government and aliens who are allegedly hiding because we are not ready yet to cope with their reality. Joining me now is the former head of the Pentagon's UAP research project, ATIP, Luis Elizondo. Welcome to the show, sir.
Robert, thank you for having me. It's my honor and privilege.
Thank you. What is your take on this?
Well, I think we need a lot more information first. I think on one hand, you have a very credible, very respected individual who spent decades in the Israeli Space Administration, really achieving nothing less than the very, very highest position in that organization. So this is an individual who is used to classified programs, running technical operations in orbit around our planet. So on one hand, if there was ever a person that was qualified to make such a statement, it would seem to be someone like him and of his caliber. But of course, in the same respect, my background coming from the intelligence world is extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, right? And these are very bold claims. And I'm not certainly one to throw rocks at anybody, because 3 years ago when I came out with my claims about the program and ATIP and whatnot, people probably reacted very similar, like, what the heck is going on? So, But I got to tell you, when someone says that there's a signed or written contract between the U.S. and quote unquote extraterrestrial life, contracts are kind of a human thing. We sign contracts if, we want certain goods and services, or we want to buy a house or something like that. I'm not sure that if there is a very sophisticated, let's say, alien life form out in our universe, that they necessarily would obliged to contractual agreements like we do as human beings. That seems to be more of a human type mechanism, frankly. Again, not really knowing what this individual knows. For me, I think it's certainly a fantastical claim that we should probably try to find out more information about. But also, I will say in reality, if you have a president like current president Trump right now with information about something like this that can affect humanity, when you look at this from a practical perspective, right, this is a president who is in the throes of trying to if you will, protest the recent election results, and is trying to find any type of mechanism to challenge the results. One would think that this would certainly be at the very top of the list if such a contract did exist between our government and an extraterrestrial life form, would be used to inform the people of the world. Right? This is a really big deal. It's for me. I'm not qualified to answer on behalf of this individual, this highly respected individual from Israel. I will tell you that the Israeli military is extremely capable. The Israeli government is extremely sophisticated. So in many cases, they have just the same type of technology and capabilities we have. So I wouldn't want to diminish his claim saying that, this is not real. But you need to have some evidence. Just like us with ATIP, we had to have videos, we had to have Senator Reid, we had to have documentations and memorandums, official memorandums being released to the public that they could see for themselves and say, yeah, this is a legitimate effort and this is real. I think that's where we're at right now. I think a lot of people are ready to believe, but we collectively need to see more evidence. If someone wants us to take that leap of faith, then I think we need to have the empirical data to back up those claims and those statements.
So you never heard of any secret agreement between your government and some alleged space aliens during your career as the ATIP boss?
There was always this lore, this myth that would circulate sometimes. And every so often you'd hear something, hey, did we have an agreement? with some other type of life form. To my knowledge, I was never made aware of that. I was never privy to that. We did have access to a lot of different organizations in the United States government, and not at one time was I provided definitive proof that there was some sort of official agreement between some other life form and us here on Earth.